Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
I am a passenger. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got a great show left to do for you with our good friend Kathy Perry. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Kathy is our guest and has been now for 8 great years. She's our social media pro, KathyPerry.com, KP. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, KathyPerry.com. Check it out, and you'll find out all things she does there. Hey, Kathy, let's move beyond the controversy of social media, folks, and talk about some of the stuff that actually there are some deliverables. There are some things that you some ways you can use social media. Just kind of unfocus your eyes away from all the stupid stuff. There are people who are using it successfully. They're doing business online. You got some tips for us?
Well, yes, and actually, you know, you want to look at how you can utilize these platforms to reach your target market effectively. But I did want to just give a couple tips on protecting yourself a little bit from the latest hacks that have taken place. And I think, you know, for Facebook especially, you want to change your password frequently. Don't forward messages in Messenger.
Say that again. That sounds like it needs to be repeated.
Okay. Don't forward any messages in Messenger, Facebook Messenger, because there's a hoax running rampant right now.
In other words, if you see something you like, don't forward that to someone else.
It's one of those things that says, it's like, oh, they're cloning your page, and you need to forward this to all of your friends. Do not do that.
Wow.
Okay, so if you get one of those kind of messages. And always verify before accepting a friend request that it's a real person. And if you get a friend request from someone you're already a friend with, report it. So that your friend can, you know, have some, get his account.
You know,
back.
this is what's been so devastating about social media. You and I came up in the business world in the last 20 years, where we learned about security and the phishing and all that stuff before there even was social media, right? All the spam and all the bad stuff. Before we ever heard of social media, we were trained and educated about these things. The marketplace was, but regular folks out there and out in the neighborhoods, out in the suburbia, out in the small places of civilization, they didn't have any of that background. And then all of a sudden, here comes this little welcome wagon thing in our computer, and it's like, wow, all these I've got all these friends, they're so happy to see me. I need to send this to my friend I just met 2 minutes ago, my new best BFF from online, and they just went nuts, and the bad guys just had a field day.
Also, if you get an email from Facebook saying your password has been changed and it wasn't you, follow the instructions immediately to reclaim your account.
Mm-hmm.
One of my clients recently had their account.
Unless you don't want to reclaim it.
Stolen. Well, except that here's the thing, okay? They stole his identity, basically, took it over his account, changed his password. Then they kicked me and him off as admins for his business page.
Wow.
And he has a credit card attached for Facebook ads. So, you know, cancel that credit card pretty quick, you know.
Right.
So there are lots of things that are going on that you really have to pay attention today. And And I think a lot of people just felt so secure in the past that they haven't been concerned about these issues.
Right.
And you really have to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the latest things that you can do now from a business perspective that you can take advantage of, Facebook pages can now join Facebook groups. That's a big change.
Okay.
They didn't allow it in the past.
Why is that?
Yeah. I mean, because why is that helpful? Say you have a target group or target audience you're trying to
connect. No, I mean, why didn't they allow it in the past?
Because they always, groups were just for individuals.
Oh, I got you.
And now they see it as a new, there must be a new way for them to make money.
Right. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Hey, KP, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.